This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. The Robinson family in Cambridge got a Christmas tree yesterday. That's a bigger deal than you might think. Heather Robinson and four of her children were burned out of their home in Cambridge 19 days ago. They were among about 120 people who lost their homes and everything in them when fire consumed a big chunk of their neighborhood in a span of less than 5 minutes. A few days after that fire, we interviewed Heather Robinson's son, 16-year-old Isaiah. Isaiah is a junior at Cambridge Ringe and Latin School. He had rushed his 3-year-old sister, Julia, from the building. Then he'd run back in to bring out the neighbor's small children. The Robinson family, and many of those left homeless, spent the night of the fire and the next few at a hotel in Cambridge, then a hotel in Arlington. Today, they and most of those who needed a permanent place to live have it, thanks to the city's help. Last Wednesday, the Robinsons moved into a place just a few blocks from the home they lost. A few hours after they'd moved in, they let us stop by. Isaiah opened the door.
Hi, Isaiah.
Hello.
How are you?
You good?
Good. Hi. Hi. Are you Julia?
Yeah, that's
Julia. I thought so. Hello.
Hi.
Say hi, Lisa.
How are you?
The place was brimming with bags of donations, clothes, towels, a vacuum cleaner, diapers. There's fresh carpet on the stairway, 3 flights.
Can you shake me around?
Yeah. Yeah, these are kind of steep.
Thanks.
Isaiah's got 3 sisters who live here. On the second floor, we meet their mom, Heather, in one of the girls' bedrooms. She's already, kind of miraculously, moved in beds for the kids.
And then I went to Salvation Army, and I got these.
You have a desk, a bureau, and a night table.
It's worn, but it's in good shape. I just have to wipe it down, you know. And you can touch up the paint a little, but she loves it. It's really girly.
Yeah.
It's perfect little girl's room.
And so how many will be in here?
2.
2. And how many bedrooms do you have here?
4.
Okay, can you show me those?
Sure. And 2 full baths.
2 full baths?
Yeah.
All right, this is... my room.
It's going to be Isaiah.
Ah, Isaiah.
Right.
You can tell it's my room because I have the most sneakers already. So that's how you know it's my room.
Hey, what is this? Nike, Adidas,
actually,
New Balance?
Yeah, people have been donating, which I'm grateful for.
How does it feel because suddenly you have a new home?
I like it. You know, it's the best thing I can ask for right now, somewhere to just live with my family, not like a hotel. The hotel, like, gave like a strange feeling, you know, because like it wasn't like I was going on a hotel for like a vacation. I was actually there because I had nowhere else to go. You know, I don't like that feeling. That's why I stayed at Jaden's house some nights. And like
your friend Jaden,
yeah.
What's been the biggest help through this, you know, through the past week and a half?
Biggest help, just the love and support from my whole community, and how the whole community, we just came together as one to help the families who lost their homes from the fire. Also, I'm giving one of my neighbors, he's same age, same grade, he has same shoe size, I'm giving him some shoes. So
you're parting with some of your sneakers?
I know it hurts, but but like when you have the feeling like you don't have anything, and then you know that person don't have anything, you just share. I just felt like he lost a big part of him and I lost a big part of me, so we can only help, you know, fill that one spot up. And he loved sneakers as I did, so, and me helping made me feel better inside. So oh, there's my friend Jalen coming up.
Isaiah.
Jay.
I got more of your boxes. I need some help.
That's all good.
Isaiah goes off with his friend Jalen, who's been a lifeline for him since the fire. Isaiah's mom, Heather, knows the feeling of having the help of friends.
Like my neighborhood friends, that they help me, and I'm dealing with my thing, and I just lost sentimental things. But a friend of mine was outside the day of the fire and gave me $50. He had a heart attack. He might not make it. I have another friend that saw me in Target when I was buying clothes. We didn't have any clothes, and she paid for my order. Her dad passed away Thursday. This is nothing compared to what they're going through. Everyone has been amazing. Like, I don't want to name names. I don't want to not thank people, but I just can't wrap my head around the generosity. It's just amazing. And I appreciate everything. Everything. So we're starting over, but we have a place before Christmas, which I didn't think would happen. So we're still blessed, even though we had this tragedy. You know, because there are people worse than what we're going through. That's what I teach them, that they're actually really fortunate. And to, my kids are very humble and they're very caring, you know. And they know that if this happened to their friends, they would give. And I would too, you know. So I feel like God gave me he made a decision and said, your stuff or your kids. And I got my kids. That's all. You know, it's rough because I'm being strong for them because they lost their home, the only one that they know. You know, Isaiah and Kaya were 4 and 5 when they moved there. They don't remember anything else. The other two were born there. The oldest two, they had all their stuff there, all their trophies, just their entire life in that house, you know. So it's rough emotionally, but I have to be there for them. I can't cry in front of them. I have to get her to bed. She gets more hyper when she's tired.
I think so.
If you were here earlier, everything was calm, but if she's tired.
Really, the monster's gonna get you if you don't go to bed.
I have to find my phone charger and all this mess. I don't even know what bag it's in.
Yay!
Yay! My Julie.
I love you.
Heather Robinson and two of her children, Julia and Isaiah, in their new apartment in Cambridge. They're among the approximately 120 people who lost their homes in a fire in that city earlier this month. By the way, the Christmas tree they got yesterday was also a donation.